For the first 20 minutes of the ball game, Scott City and Holcomb, it was a battle on the girls' side. It was only a two-point game with about 4.5 to go third quarter at 23-21 for Holcomb. They had led by one at the break, but then Holcomb got a hot streak and never looked back. Scott City, they were on the opposite end of it, and then a cold spell for them. Holcomb would close out on a 32-8 run in the final 12 minutes of the ball game en route Scott City tonight, 55-29. And boy, the Lady Beavers, I know they missed Megan Trout for a second straight game, but they played a pretty good defense for really the first 2.5 quarters of this ball game. And then Holcomb got hot, and you could just tell the momentum really shifted heavily into Holcomb's favor, and Lady Beavers just unable to recover as maybe got mentally draining for Scott City about halfway through that third quarter on. But what an effort by Holcomb tonight. Scott City Lady Beavers fall tonight here, but Holcomb is now 12-5 on the air. They're even in a conference play at 2-2. Scott City's dropped two in a row, or their first conference game of the year. They're now 9-8 overall and 3-1 in the conference. But Lady Beavers still with a season low of points, did not have a double figure score for the second straight night as they finished with Avery Lewis with 9 and Kendall Gentry 9. And Holcomb was led tonight. Hallie Jones has just continued to be a terror for Scott City over the last three games. She is averaging over 25 points over the last three ball games. She had 24 tonight. As to say, over the last three ball games against Scott City, Jared Kurleski ended up with 10 for Holcomb as they have now won their sixth straight in the series and seventh of the last eight. They've won four in a row, including here in Scott City. But Scott City, it doesn't get any easier for them. A very good Colby team on Tuesday night. They'll get Hugoton, who won again tonight. That'll be on Thursday night. And then they wrap up here at home with Goodland on Tuesday night, the 20th. And Holcomb will have Cimarron, and they will also have Syracuse as well as Hugoton to wrap up their regular season. And they could ride a lot of momentum in the sub-state. Lady Beavers, they're going to look to find a way to win a couple of games here in their final three games of the regular season.